to the Memphis, Tennessee suburb of Germantown have been told not to drink or use their tap water. Diesel fuel spilled into a local reservoir.
Really just not giving us any information about what's going on with that is troublesome.
The city continues to distribute bottled water.
Not satisfied with the lower inflation of the last few months, the nation's central bank is raising its main interest rate again, and so it'll cost most everybody a bit more to borrow money.
The committee raised the target range for the federal funds rate by a quarter percentage point, bringing the target range to 5.25% to 5.5%.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, who signaled that there could be another rate hike the next time the Fed meets. A big and controversial singing star of the early 90s has died.
Sinead O'Connor was equally known for her music, her shaved head, and her controversial behavior. In 1990, the Irish singer was on top of the international charts with her version of Prince's Nothing Compares to You. But 2 years later, she was heavily reviled when she tore up a photo of Pope John Paul II while on Saturday Night Live.
Fight the real enemy.
In recent years, O'Connor's social media postings detailed her mental and physical illnesses as well as family problems. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Sinead O'Connor was 56 years old. It sometimes seemed like a congressional hearing right out of a sci-fi movie, the subject things in the sky with no real explanation.
Do you believe that our government is in possession of UAPs?
Absolutely, based on interviewing over 40 witnesses over 4 years.
A whistleblower who formerly worked on the Defense Department's UAP task force, David Grush, claims he was denied access to information on a government UFO crash retrieval program.
Correspondent Natalie Brand. The local Ohio police officer seen in that body cam video releasing a police dog on a surrendering truck driver has been fired. Dow futures now down 5 points. This is CBS News.
Need to hire quality candidates fast? You need Indeed, the end-to-end hiring solution. Attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
If you're hiring, it can feel like you're trying to find a needle in a haystack. You can hope the right person comes along, or you can just use ZipRecruiter. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. In fact, ZipRecruiter has helped a lot of business owners find their needle in a haystack, like Marco, president of operations at Telly Tires and Auto Centers. Because Telly Tires has grown a lot in the last few years, Marco needed to hire everyone from a receptionist to a store manager to a head mechanic.
ZipRecruiter helps me find all the right people, even the most difficult jobs to fill. ZipRecruiter helps me keep my business running.
Take it from Marco and millions of other businesses who've used ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter can help you find the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/FREE. ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the 3 main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only 1 in 3 Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 65 overnight under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 94. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 66. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What if I just, instead of giving out the talk of text line, just started giving up Robin Voss's number all the time? I saw it go, 844-96-PARTY. What is it?
I saw it go. Write it down, 608-237-9163. Call now.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
The Jason Aldean of it all. If you didn't know that name 2 weeks ago, you probably know it now. There's been a little bit of a controversy over not only just the song, because truly the song itself was released without very much fanfare.
A couple of months ago.
But the music video over the last week and a half, has lots of people taking sides and doubling down. And it's gotten to the point where I feel like we have to talk about it. So if you have no idea what we're talking about, we will probably explain it in the next couple of minutes. But if you have feelings about Jason Aldean's new music video, try that in a small town. If you think it is pro-violence, if you think it is racist, if you think the whole thing is overblown, if you think it's a great song and it represents you, we would love to hear your opinions and your takes on the zeitgeist that is not only this song, but I also think this is a bigger conversation around country, pop country music. And what country music is today and who their fans are, because there was an incident at Country Thunder over the weekend that is also kind of tied into this. But I feel like all three of us have thoughts and feelings. So there's no destination with this conversation. I have a feeling it's going to go a lot of different directions, but we would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. And I will start with, if I'm being totally honest, this feels very overblown for me. That it feels like another thing where it's like, can we focus? Like, why is this the thing that has this many opinion pieces and it's giving fodder to everyone to double down on their side and have strong opinions? And like, I feel... like, and I also am not a country music fan, right? So I am not the target audience. I had to read more about it. It's like, oh yeah, he's the guy who was performing when the Vegas thing happened. I really, if you told me, I couldn't tell you the top like country stars right now. So finding out that he is one of the top guys came as a surprise for me. So it's like, I'm out of this world in the first place. But as I'm reading all these different sides and stuff like that, and it's not that it's, I don't think it's a very good song, but I'm also not a country music fan. And so I'm torn if this is the hill that some people want to die on as far as how big of a deal this is. Greg Bach.
Hi.
Am I wrong?
I don't think you're entirely wrong, because nothing would have really come to light had CMT not pulled the video.
And that's where this all started, right?
Yep. CMT, Country Music Television, pulled the video for their own reasons. Which
we don't know. They've yet to make a comment on why.
They're not, country music artists are not in the game of really playing controversial with their videos. So I don't think in any way, I don't know Mr. Aldean, but my guess, he wasn't sitting there going, can we make sure that everything about this video is up to code? Yeah. He's just like, we're going to stand in front of a building in Georgia because that's where I'm from. And if you look at his guitar neck, it says Al, where it says Al Dean, the A has like, it's like a college logo instead. It's like he's a guy of his state.
Yeah.
So I think it was more CMT getting some pushback or maybe doing some proactive work on their part. This song doesn't really, it doesn't get hyper, like, in my opinion, controversial. Like it sticks along the line of like, I'm from a small town. Yeah. I like small things, like beer and trucks and blah, blah, blah.
Cliche,
you know?
cliche.
Exactly. it's like, you know, and so I'm not surprised that he's kind of like, what? What's going
like,
on now?
Why is this a big deal? Like, why am I? But now he's benefiting from it because it's like number one or number two.
It's number two on the charts, people are attaching it to their pelts of other hills they're dying on at all costs
and owning the libs.
And you know, we got all sorts of people joining in the fun. Some unexpected people joining in the fun, but I don't think, you know, at the eye of the storm is him. And I truly think he is dumbfounded. Like, I didn't really mean to. I'm just singing a song. And honestly, he didn't write the song.
He didn't write the song.
So my guess is he saw this song. He's like, "All right, go try that in a small town." Just, oh man. But and the thing is, here's a question I have: is like, I don't know Mr. Eldine's politics.
Oh, he's pretty notoriously right.
He is. Yeah. Okay. All right. Never mind. I was gonna say, it's that thing of like when the idea of him doing the song next live, like next time he does it live, people are going to go crazy. And he goes, mm-hmm. Are they going crazy for the song? Or they, oh no. You know what I mean? Like when you like very, very weird connection years ago, former Brewers pitcher, Josh Hader got into some trouble for some tweets he tweeted when he was 16. Mm-hmm. I went to the first game he appeared at after that whole thing happened. He got a standing ovation and my friend, Dana Ehrman, fantastic comic. We were at the game together, and we both looked at each other and go, does this ovation just feel very, very bad? And she's like, oh, yeah, this isn't about your pitching. This is you beat them. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what the thing is. Like, now he has to deal with this song being attached to it, where these super-duper fighters are going to be like, yeah, you play that song. He's gonna be like, I'm going to play the song anyways. I'm not going to stop playing the song.
All right, we got Joe on the phone. Joe from Appleton. What do you think about the Jason Aldean song?
Oh, ladies, I have been waiting for you to bring this topic up.
Have you?
First,
sorry to make you wait.
I have. That's okay. I forgive you. First of all, this is one of those instances where folks like me who think this is a crap song really should just shut up about it, because the reason it's getting so big is because of the pushback. So if we were wise, we would just ignore it. That said, while we're on the topic, two thoughts. First of all, Mr. Aldean is not from a small town. He's from Macon, Georgia, of about 160,000 people. Now, I grew up in a town that's about one-fifth the size of Macon, Georgia, and I don't consider my hometown to be a small town. So this guy is just a poser. But second of all, if he really, he's claiming that this is just to extol the virtues of small town life. Well, Mellencamp did that 40 years ago, and he did it just fine. This here is a, we wish we could kill the people we don't like we used to, carol. I mean, when you get into the chorus of the song, I got the lyrics right in front of me. I was like, well, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down the road. So he's singing about a gang chasing down these people and doing God knows what, but it ain't pleasant stuff. Anyway, I should probably shut up about it now because I'm just adding fuel to the fire. But thank you for bringing it up so I can give my one last primal scream about this.
Wow.
Joe, that was one of the best call-in rants I think we've ever had.
It was cogent. It was...
it was funny.
Did you
10 out of
practice
10.
This?
He's been sitting on it for a while.
He's a lawyer. He knows how to word.
I won't say I didn't practice all of it. Maybe I did. I don't. Maybe a little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
So there's something about people have been saying, like, oh, Jason Aldean isn't from a small town. No, that's true. Here's the thing, though. With country music, that doesn't matter. That's not a part of the equation. Now, should Jason Aldean had looked at the song and said, I'm not sure about this? Yes. Whether or not it connects with who he is as a person, absolutely not. Because, I mean, take away all genres besides country. Country music is notorious, especially nowadays. In the past 25, 30, 40 years, people who have no connection to what they're singing about, these songs.
Yeah.
Because it's just... It's a songwriters-based art, and you have these artists who are picking songs from publishing houses. So the fact people like want to say like he's not from a small town, yeah, that's less the problem.
Besides the point, thanks for the call, Joe. We're gonna let you go, but and that's pop music too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like you know, there's stories about Kelly Clarkson. I think she one of the songs was written by Avril Lavigne.
Yeah,
and it was like one of her top songs, right? So it's like songs get traded, and there's like. There are songwriters.
That doesn't alleviate the responsibility for him to look at the lyrics and go, this might not be.
But what I challenge on that, and if you're just joining us, we're talking about the song that has been all over the news for the last week, week and a half, has a bunch of people choosing sides. Try That in a Small Town by Jason Aldean. And we'd love to hear from you, 844-967-2789. Because his defense of the song is... Basically, I am from a small town. I do feel like this is like, it's like, it, like how he defended coming out about it. He didn't necessarily say, but he kind of did. He basically kind of insinuated like, I am of these types of people in this kind of community. And so I feel like he's trying to represent himself inside of the song, which yeah. I agree. 150,000, that's bigger than Green Bay.
I mean, that's fine. You can try to do that. I can say that as well. I come from, you know, I grew up in the suburbs, but I'm of a certain type.
You grew
type
up in Waukesha. Do you think Waukesha is a small town?
No, not at all. I wouldn't call myself a small town person. I call myself a suburbanite.
Yeah.
But I also am descendant of people who, like, lived in small towns. That, once again, doesn't alleviate the responsibility as a songwriter or as an artist of saying, maybe these aren't the best lyrics to sing out in this world. But then again, if he's really notoriously hard right, then maybe he knew exactly what he was doing. Because let's face it, I mean, Jason Aldean he's a big star, but he's not as big as he was 10 years ago. And maybe he wanted to get the controversy. He doesn't have to care. At the end of the day, he's going to make money off of it. His record label's going to make money off of it, that kind of thing. So,
all right, we got to go to break, but we would love to hear from you of your thoughts on the Try That in a Small Town music video controversy. Do you have feelings? Should it be taken off the air? You can't wait to sing it at his next concert. 844-967-2789. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
It's getting dark. It's roosting time. Tonight's too good to be real. Oh, but Daddy, don't you worry, Nana, cause Mama's got the feel. Oh, Daddy, don't you worry, Nana, cause Mama's got the feel.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinere. He is Greg Bach. And we are venturing into the waters of country music, Jason Aldean, Try That in a Small Town, which has been dominating at least my social media. And I think I've seen a lot of op-eds written about this and a lot of people taking sides, including one speaker, speaker of the assembly. Robin Voss had thoughts about this, but it's like, part of this is also just the fact that you then see who's Ron DeSantis is coming. You know, everyone has all of the main people get like pile on and feel like they get to make a stand about their either with or against this thing. And it's just exhausting.
But folks, rest easy. Thank God Robin Voss has stated his opinion.
Woo!
He's been doing that a lot lately. He's been very active on Twitter.
Yeah, it's been very weird. And but he hasn't responded to me because he's a coward. Jane, we had a text.
We do. 844-967-2789. You can call and or text anytime from the 541. What are the chances of this being basically a marketing ploy, or at least marketing to fuel the fire to drive sales? Yep. I know of one person who says they hate country music and added the song to their playlist. And also, the video was shot in front of the courthouse where 18-year-old Henry Choate was lynched in 1927. Yep. I think people looked at that and feel Aldean is condoning vigilantism, which is what led to that lynching.
I mean,
the caveat there. Well, do you have it?
Well, no. I just honestly think. My raging heart wants to say that, and I can believe that too. But I also just think that at the end of the day, this is a rich, white, Southern man raised in privilege who has no idea about the world swirling around him and how things affect other people. Therefore, he doesn't have to care because he's afforded the right not to care
or not know. Yeah, and I also push back. I would never be able to pick that courthouse out of a lineup and know the historical context of it.
But a lot of people can.
Can they? You're saying a lot of people can?
I think there are a lot of people who probably live in that state who know the history. I think there are a lot of people who have studied the history of America.
So you think it's a deliberate dog whistle, even though that exact location's been used in multiple other music videos.
But in this context, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you're standing on the courthouse and you're doing a song about I Want to Rock, no one's going to be like, well, that's what that thing. They might say that. But when you have a song with this divisive lyrics, with this point of a statement, and on top of that, you throw on the fact that with a location that is government-owned that has to do with racial injustice, there are going to be more than a few people who are going to be like, hey, guess what, idiot?
But do you think Robin Voss could pick that courthouse out of the lineup?
I think the moment Robin Voss starts feeling feelings, he can start talking about things, but whatever. But I think there are plenty of people who know about that courthouse. I didn't know about it, of course. I did not know about it, but there was at least one person because they pointed it out, and I'm sure there were other people who were like, yeah, totally. Why did you do that? But this opens a wider conversation into the world of country music and the idea of patriotism, of the police, of America, of justice.
But also of marketing. I think of it does all of the stuff you just put. It's like that leads to record sales.
Yeah.
So thus we double down on it. Because similarly to the 541 text we just got, Tony Zimmerman on the Facebook live stream said, I don't know if the song was meant to drive controversy, but the music video was. And Bonnie Jean just wrote, if it's a marketing ploy, maybe we need to move on and talk about something else on today's show. Fair enough.
We also have a text from Madison listening to WRCE. It's a 3-minute and 9-second dog whistle. It's the worst of both worlds. The lazy songwriting that modern country is notorious for mixed in with some of the overt ignorance that modern GOP politics is notorious for.
Yeah, I mean, whether or not it's marketing, it can be discussed, but it does, once again, open up a wider discussion about country music's relationship to the right, which it has been for a very long time, and how easy it is to just write these songs that are like, I don't know what to sing. So, America, America, we were so beautiful.
Who doesn't love a short skirt?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's
and a dog.
And as a country music fan, I am a huge country music fan.
You are.
I'm a huge country music fan. It's infuriating to hear these songs because it is lazy songwriting and it's pandering. It's boring. Country music used to be about writing.
Harlan Crow?
No, not Harlan Crow. A nice man. Harlan Howard said that country music is 3 chords and the truth. And when it started 100 years ago, it was these people from backwoods towns working in coal mines, scraping for their money, trying to survive, writing songs about what they knew. Now, granted, business has always been a part of country music from the beginning, but there was more authenticity back then with these individuals who were singing these songs that they came from those places. And
That's where I want to go next. Is we have a couple of people on the line, so we're going to get to that after the break. So hold on, if you are calling, we will get to you after the break. But I also want to discuss like the transition of country music from protest into like corporate patriotism, because I feel like that shift has happened. Mm-hmm. And we also have on the other side of the break some parody songs that talk exactly about this. So stay with us. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council. If you talk,
they will hear you. We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 65 overnight under mainly clear skies, southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. High temperatures reach up to 94. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Mainly cloudy skies expected. Tomorrow night, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 66. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 67.
Mississippi, don't you reckon it's time that the flag came now, cause the world turned around, can't move ahead if we're looking
back. Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry. She is Jane Matinair, along with Greg Bach, and we are spending this first hour, at least this next segment, we will round out our conversation around Try That in a Small Town and the controversy that has followed the release of that music video, and we are taking your calls to get your opinions on it. 844-967-2789.
Mike has been hanging. Thank you, Mike, from the middle. What do you want to say, Mike?
I think when you first started this discussion, I think one of you hit it right on the head. It's people kind of making a big deal about really something that is so insignificant. Music in general, across different genres, has influenced people positive and negatively for centuries. And for every time somebody kind of complains about a country song, there's somebody in another genre that's singing something just as controversial. And that other side, people don't like that, start to complain and things. And it's just kind of interesting where, you know, each side is taking this Jason Aldean, and they're putting their own spin, their own interpretation to what the video is and all that. He made a comment that there was nothing racial about it. There was nothing intent on that. But again, you got people who take a look at the video. It's this courthouse. This courthouse has a history. Where did the, you know, 25-year-old site scout to figure out where to shoot videos even knew about the history of that courthouse? Jason just shows up at these things and goes. A lot of artists don't have a lot of say in their creativity and aspects, believe it or not. I've got a cousin that's in a major band, and they don't get a say where they shoot videos. Here's what some production company does it. And he just shows up and plays it.
Yeah.
Whether Aldean took it to different racial things, I don't think he did. But, of course, you know, some people did, so they're going to make a big deal about it. And just like any other, you know, you can be somebody that has a problem with rap music and make a big deal about lyrics and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to complain about something because they've got nothing better to do.
Well, and it's also, there's, in us included, thanks so much for the call, Mike, like, us included, like, our job is to sit here and have opinions, right? Like,
yeah.
This is what we do as talk, like, this is... We are not journalists. We are a talk show host. I choose every morning, like, stuff to come in and stuff I want to talk about, right? Ben Shapiro and Rachel Maddow and so many people, like, their job is to have takes on what's happening in the world. And now with social media, we all get to have a take, and some gets traction, some does not. But I was trying to think, as Mike said that, I was like, what is the last song I can think about that, like, the right was really angry about? And, of course, my brain went to WAP. which I cannot say what WAP stands for on the radio, but you are free to. This is a Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion song.
Just read the lyrics.
From a couple, and it is, they are graphic lyrics.
I thought my eyeballs were going to melt.
And I'll never get over Ben Shapiro reading the lyrics of WAP.
In that weird voice.
But I'm trying
7 days
to
think, a week.
You know, of, and it's almost to a certain extent, I don't feel like it's as big, but I'm seeing the right's reaction to the Barbie movie right now. And everyone having an opinion about that, about the woke culture and stuff. And I don't know. Is it a false equivalency to just say it's just people taking advantage of getting riled up over something because that's what we do now?
Well, but I think you make a good point in that with social media, everyone can share their opinion or inflict their opinion or however you want to put it, because we all have access. And so we're all experts in our own heads.
And is it low-hanging fruit, like this kind of pop culture stuff that's just easy to have opinions on, which is why everyone has one?
For sure.
Versus like policy?
Absolutely.
It's easier to understand, digest, and spit out an opinion versus like...
Trust me, you're not going to have someone get really upset about a Wisconsin policy forum report because they'd actually have to read it. So, yeah, it's just, this is easy. I can take a side on this.
Which is why you never see Robin Voss get upset about a Wisconsin policy forum, because he doesn't read. That's right. I'm slinging arrows today.
You're just picking on my favorite Chucklemeister. I just
the popcorn king.
Yes.
I think there's a lot of truth. Honestly, I think there's a lot of truth in everything he's saying, including Bonnie's. So you're like, hey, move on.
I would love Bonnie. What do you want us to talk about? Leave another comment.
But you know, for me, like, I'm sorry to go. I'm sorry to go back to it. But
no,
it's
go.
Like, it's this idea of what the art form it used to be. It's always evolved over time. It's never been the same for more than a few years. It's moved on to adding instruments, taking out instruments. You know, there's a great story in Ken Burns Country Music where I can't remember who was telling it, but they said, oh, today is Loretta Lynn's birthday. And this was like in the 90s or something. And they said, oh, great. No, happy birthday, Loretta. Absolute queen of country music. Wonderful person. Great songwriter. Let's play a song of hers. And the guy said, I can't do it. She's not on our programming. We're not allowed to play her on a country music station where people, you say like, oh, she's always in the top three of every female country artist, if not the top 10 of every country artist. That's how it's become in those times. And what's interesting is, I don't know if you're interested, you know what PragerU is, right?
Yeah.
PragerU, for those who don't know, is it's a YouTube channel where they put out these ridiculous conservative videos where it's just like...
Well, they purport themselves to be... It's called Prager University.
Yeah.
So it's basically supposed to be educational videos with a very heavy conservative...
Yeah, they're not accredited.
And Florida is going to adopt some of those things, but that's a whole nother discussion.
Well, they had a video with a guy named John Rich, who is a country singer in a group called Big and Rich. And one of the things he said in his video was, in today's day and age, you couldn't have a Loretta Lynn or a Johnny Cash because they'd be called... They'd be too controversial. I'm like, it's very interesting you brought up those two people, because someone like Johnny Cash was very critical of our government and in his music. He was very critical. He was about being for the people and for people's rights, equality.
Loretta Lynn performing from a prison.
Yeah. Loretta Lynn wrote a song called, which we played as a bumper music, The Pill, which got banned from country music. She stood up for women's rights. She didn't say she stood up for women's rights, but she did it but through her music, through her voice. And you're talking about, I'm like, we couldn't. Nowadays, they'd be called too woke by you. You, John Rich, would call, if those two artists existed today, you call them woke. That's all there is, because that's where that music is gone now, where it's like they have to hold on to that hard right side, because that's all they've had as far as an influence. You know, people love the music. I love the music, but they've always held on to this huge political thing. And people who are in country and try to be middle or left, they get kicked to the curb.
Casey Musgraves has done pretty okay.
She's done pretty okay, and that's pretty new, but we also now live in 2023. If Casey Musgraves was around in the 90s, she never would have sang those songs.
Well, and it's interesting because I wonder what the difference is, because no one's claiming that pop, like, current pop music has like super deep lyrics, right? Because that's basically what we're accusing of. Like, there's, you know, if we get time to play some of the sketches from Key and Peele and Bo Burnham of like parody country songs to show how easy it is to write a country song that is in the same genre of like what pop culture, like pop country is today. You know, it's like we said, it's beer, it's getting your heart broken.
Shirtless.
Trucks. Trucks and
my dog.
There you go. But like pop culture, I mean, pop music in general is not super deep. It's usually about heartbreak or
partying
or whatever. But is it because country music today is still trying to represent an entire culture or an entire demographic that like people take it really personally?
Well, so we can't talk about country music without talking about Nashville and the business end. So it's what Nashville thinks the fans like. So what they do is they produce artists and music who write and perform songs that they think their fans are going to identify with. So if you asked some of the top singers if they wrote their songs, what would they want to write about? I guarantee you, a lot of them would write about different topics. They wouldn't write about beer and trucks and fishing and cricks and things like that. They might want to write other things, but they don't have a choice because the machine of Nashville behind them is far too strong.
Yeah.
And if you get outside of that machine, you're on your own. I mean, people
like to get like Taylor Swift big to like,
yeah,
and I mean, like basically switch genres,
yeah,
for like transcend genres.
You talk about people like Steve Earle, people like Hank Williams III. I mean, even now the Chicks, formerly the Dixie Chicks, like they're big enough now where they can sell out arenas and stadiums, but they haven't had a song on country music in 20 years.
Right. Even though their last album was country, like, yes, when you listen to it, it's like, I like that
so
album a lot,
good.
But it was really good. We got Bill from Econimwalk on the phone. Bill, what do you think?
I don't listen to your station much at all, but boy, you caught my attention when you were talking about the Popcorn King. And I just like to share that with you. When he was in Brussels, I called his office. And I wanted to know what the Popcorn King is doing representing Wisconsin in Brussels. Well, his intern didn't know. And then I asked his intern, the Popcorn King's thought on that $7 billion he's sitting on and refuses to give back to the taxpayers? He didn't know that. Well, my in-depth investigation led me to believe his intern didn't know anything about the guy he's representing. And I said, so basically you know nothing. And he said, yes. And I tried to apply for the job, but they wouldn't give it to me because I love a job where you get paid for doing nothing. That is quite something. And I encourage all your fans and listeners, call his office and say, you know, Mr. Popcorn King, when are you ever going to address the people you represent, or do you just hide behind the wall?
Sir, I take issue. That's Assembly Speaker Popcorn King.
Oh, excuse me. His Majesty, the Assembly Popcorn King. I didn't pay proper respect. But I love that when you bring out, and by the way, with the Popcorn King, we also have to pay homage to our great representative, Ron Johnson, and say, Ron, what's up? Are you going to resign, or are you going to roll over, or are you going to plead guilty? Come on, it's snapping right at you, knocking on your door, Ron. I appreciate that, guys. Keep doing that. Keep drawing attention to these clowns that actually get paid by you and I to do absolutely nothing but create havoc.
Well, thank you
Bill
very much.
Bill from Econimwalk.
Coming
with the spice. I hope we've converted you to a regular listener, and I hope you call back, because this was spicy and fun. Thank you for the call. I really hope that he referred to him as Popcorn King when he was talking to the intern.
Yeah, right.
Do you want to play?
Let's play.
Yeah.
Just because it's fun, and let's go back to it.
Who do you want?
Which one do you think is, Jane, which one made you laugh more, the Key and Peele one or the Bo Burnham one?
The Bo Burnham one is really great. It's a little long, so I'm going to hit it right now. We'll see how far we get.
A dirt road, a cold beer, a blue jeans, a red pickup, a rural noun, simple adjective. No shoes, no shirt, no Jews, you didn't hear that. Sort of a mental typo. I walk and talk like a field hand, but the boots I'm wearing cost $3,000. I write songs about rotten tractors from the comfort of a private jet. I could sing in Mandarin, could still know I'm pandering. Hunting deer, chasing trout, a Bud Light with the logo facing out. Hear that subtle mandolin, that's textbook pandering. I own a private ranch that I rarely use. I don't like dirt.
One verse, one chorus in the bag. Now it's time to talk to the ladies. I'm hoping my southern charm offsets all these rapey vibes I'm putting out. Good girl in a straw hat with her arms out in a cornfield. That is a scarecrow. Thought it was a human woman. Sorry. A cold night, a cold beer, a cold jean. Strike that last one. I'm wanting you. I hope you're failing me. Subtextual.
Oh, wow.
It's so good.
That's a scarecrow.
That's a scarecrow. I thought it was a woman.
Oh, my God. It's so true, though.
It's so. That's Bo Burnham, who's a comedian, director, actor. He's everything. Very talented. And it's so funny because it's true. All right, we got to take another break. But Greg's Roundup when we come back. And any other lingering text on this topic, we will read. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Come on, let's have a drink.
Yes, sir.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bright. She is Jane Matinere, and we are here with Dom Salvia of the Devil's Advocates, who is our guest for our Civic Media crossover on Fridays. And do you know why Jane keeps playing Tony Bennett songs?
I know he passed away. I know.
96.
96. That's quite the run.
That's a hell of a run, man.
And I just read that he's like one of the only artists in history to have hits from the 50s all the way into the aughts.
Wow.
That's incredible. Yeah, because he was performing well, up until the end.
Oh, yeah.
His special that he did with Lady Gaga was, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Well, he's had Alzheimer's for 7.
But I think he did it while he I mean, he certainly was still performing despite having Alzheimer's.
Right. But what an incredible talent. What a wonderful life.
Yeah, absolutely. So much fun. And honestly, you know, I'm more of a metalhead, so I appreciate the thought of Tony Bennett more than, but I remember, you know, growing up and my parents and grandparents, you know, listening to all of this, all the Italians, you know, they love this
stuff. Course,
yeah.
Of course, of course. As I say, the Italian connection is strong.
Big time.
All right. Well, I also realized I forgot to add Wisconsin questions to this, so we're gonna have a five question quiz this week, which is fine. And if I can come up with one on the spot, maybe we'll do it because this is clearly a very serious quiz.
Oh yes,
with very high stakes,
a lot on the line here, Dom.
So basically,
so much pressure.
We go through. There's multiple choice questions of headlines from this week's, maybe some more obscure.
Do I need a pencil?
You do not need a pencil.
There's a worksheet where you can work out the calculation.
And because you're the guest, you get to decide if you want to go first or second.
I will go second. I'll defer to Jane.
All right.
Okay.
Jane, ahead of the World Cup, many women's soccer players have been afflicted by which injury? A, a sprained ankle. B, concussion. C, ACL tear. 4, turf toe.
I'll go with C.
Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
You got it right. ACL.
That was a complete guess.
I like how that you've added some sound effects.
It only took me a year.
Can I get an Oogle
I guess
horn,
we
please?
Also, yeah, we'll come back to that in a second. All right, Dominic.
Yes.
GOP presidential hopeful North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum is using which gimmick to try and get enough donations to secure a spot on the debate stage? Is it A, raffling off front row tickets to Messi's first Inter-Miami game? B, giving backers a 10% cut of the donations they bring in? C, offering a chance to win a personal shout out from the debate stage? Or D, handing donors $20 gift cards?
$20 gift cards.
It is indeed.
Yeah,
is that legal?
That sounds, no. That sounds not legal.
Electioneering, doesn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
Well, there's,
I guess it's just donations. It's not votes.
Right. It's not votes. So you can do what you want. All you got to do, because you got to get on the stage, right? That's what.
Right. Yeah,
cares
you
got
to get enough donations to get on the stage. But that is.
That sounds really on the line there.
It also feels like if you can't get the reason that the like barrier to entry is there is to prove that you have enough support.
Or money.
To be legitimate.
And if you got enough money, you can get the support. You can buy your support, literally.
Yeah, and so the fact that it feels like this is not a good start for you, Doug.
Well, and it sounds very apropos to the GOP mega. I mean, that's how they do it, right? It's capitalism.
Yeah,
because
I feel like when the Senate race last year... Steven Alacara, he like by the skin of his teeth got enough whatever the barrier to entry was, like at the last minute
to get on,
got on the stage, and he did a great job.
He did.
All right, number three, Jane. Which university announced this week that it will end legacy admissions? Is it A, Vanderbilt, B, Wesleyan, C, Columbia, D, Notre Dame?
It is Vanderbilt.
It is not.
Oh, rats!
Wesleyan.
Ah. Oh.
All right.
I was so confident.
You were really confident.
Rats.
How are rich white kids going to get into school now, man?
I mean, they still got tutors. They still got SAT prep classes. They'll be fine.
They're going to go by the content of their character, I guess.
Absolutely.
Right?
All right, Dom. A North Carolina teen was allegedly detained for buying a multi-stop airline ticket with no intention of using both segments. What's this money-saving hack called? So do you know what I'm...
I know what you're saying. Yeah.
So is it A, trip bagging, B, stop flagging, Z, zigzagging, or D, skip lagging?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, come on. D.
Good job.
Yeah, right.
It is D.
Yes, I was
not aware. There's actually a website. I think it's like skiplagging.com that multiple airlines have sued because it helps you navigate... like where you actually want to go, and it will find you a two-way flight or a flight that has a layover in that city. But they've been sued, and one they settled, and one got dismissed.
Wow!
But there's like,
who cares if they're buying the ticket? You don't use it on the way back. I mean, what? Why do
money,
they care?
Baby.
Oh, come on.
Dom
is leading 2-1.
Uh-oh, pressure's on, Jane.
I know.
Okay, if you tie this, then I have an idea for the last question. But all right, Jane. SAG-AFTRA issued a new warning to which performers that they would be ineligible for future membership if they work during the current strike. Voice actors, influencers, stand-up comedians, reality TV stars.
I think it's reality TV.
It's actually influencers.
Rats! Boy, I suck today.
You don't suck. No, don't stop talking about my friend like that. But it is influencers. It's basically, and I know this because I spent enough of my life on TikTok.
Right.
There's a lot of people who make the living helping to promote movies.
Sure.
And they're not performers. But a lot of them, I think, you know, eventually would like to be in SAG or something like, or writers or in WGA. And that's been a big topic on TikTok this week, as far as are you a scab if you continue to have like brand deals? And pretty much the SAG came out and said yes. Like, if you ever want to be part of this union,
are
do
the
not
influencers
do this.
Now, are they already part of the union, or are these influencers that are not part,
they're
of, the
not
union
part
that
of the union
at some point in the future may want to be?
Yeah, I think it's like potentially want to be, but also just like, you know, it's like it's still a business of relationships. Yeah. And if on the other side of this, but yeah, the conversation around if you do anything to help promote movies for struck companies, you are a scab.
All right.
Simple. All right. Well, you're down 2-1.
I know. This is not
3-1. Did you get two right?
I got two. Yes.
You got one right?
I got one right.
All right. I'm going to come up with one on the spot and we'll just do.
We got a minute left.
All right. Minute left. How much did Ron Johnson getting paid back for his own money?
It was $480,000.
Yeah, $400,000 is what I recall.
I think it was $400,000. Yeah, you're both right.
Okay, we're
both.
Well, that's what we know of, and that's the start. You know,
that is
the start. We'll see. He put a lot of money in. He's got a lot of money coming.
He's got a lot of money spent.
He already got the money, and then he came out with a statement like, "I'm not expecting to get anything." After he already cashed the check like 2 weeks before. I mean, come on, Ron.
All right. Well, Dom. This is as fun as I thought it would be.
Oh,
Thank you so much for coming in.
My pleasure.
It's so fun to
Thank
always
you
have you here.
Me.
I'm sure when I'm on maternity leave, Jane may call you in to, as backup once
for
or twice.
Sure.
To have some fun with
Jane,
her.
Jane, I'm here for you, girl.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Professor Greg Nemeth is going to be here to talk about policies to influence us to buy electric cars. And I actually am thinking about if I should make the jump, but it's also a jump in price. So finding the justification of that. All right. Stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
You don't know me well. Tony, thanks for the cheer. I hope you don't mind me bending your...
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your gun securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. Well, after a brief timeout, the nation's central bank is making it yet more expensive to borrow money, raising its main anti-inflation weapon, interest rates, a quarter of a percent, highest in more than 20 years.
The Federal Reserve continues to put inflation in the spotlight. Although the consumer price index on an annualized basis is down from a high of 9.1% in June of 2022 to 3%, it's not enough for the Fed. The Federal Reserve targets 2% as its inflation rate.
CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. A congressional subcommittee looking into what used to be called UFOs heard a former intelligence officer testify he suspects the Pentagon's office is covering up decades of history of a program to retrieve crashed objects, possibly evidence of alien spacecraft.
Biologics came with some of these recoveries.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to.
If you want to travel out of the country and don't have a current passport, well, you could have a real problem getting one. State Department is having trouble issuing them with delays of weeks, maybe months.